Hello, this is Chaska Power, and this is episode number 14 of Book Power for Kids, where the Power Kids review and act out our favorite books for you. I'm reviewing Thomas Holland and the Prophecy of Elfhaven by K.M. Doherty, published by Wizards Mark Press in 2014. It has 369 pages and it's a sci-fi fantasy. Disclaimer time!
Just so you know, this book is not fan fiction about famous actor Tom Holland, who played Spider-Man in the recent Marvel movies. This book is a completely original idea. Disclaimer achieved.
Okay, well, let's get on with the show. Here's a brief synopsis. It all started when 12-year-old Tom Holland dreamt about a battle on an alien planet. The next morning, he dismissed the odd vision as just a figment of his imagination. A few days later, he visited the lab where his mom works. On that fateful day, his mom's team opened the gateway to another universe. For the sake of science, Tom sent his robot Chloe through the portal. There was only time to collect a few basic readings before the portal closed on Chloe, trapping her. A week later, the portal opened again. Tom's dog Max rushed through the gateway. As Tom and his mother followed him, the portal shut and claimed three more victims.
Book Power for Kids.
Characters. Tom, hey, pass the servo motor, is the 13-year-old hero of the story. He's loyal and brave, but smart enough to know his limits. He is also an excellent mechanic, if a bit sloppy. Juanita Holland.
Hey, where's Tom?
Works as a scientist, studying parallel worlds, and also teaches wushu. Chloe is Tom's beloved robot. He built her, from scratch, to enter her in the regional first robotics competition. Max is Tom's St. Bernard. He is a loyal and fluffy companion. Avani Dutta,
the crystals, they're glowing,
is one of the elven citizens of Elfhaven. She's a prominent mage, and with the help of her magic crystals, can produce incredibly realistic illusions and powerful spells. Kieran Dutta,
good Saint Bernard,
is Avani's younger brother. He's very stubborn and a little reckless. Goban,
hola dog,
is the son of Aban, king of the dwarves. He speaks hip-hop, though he's never been to Earth, and always carries his battle axe, Eileen, with him. Prince Devraj,
get back here,
is 15 and heir to the throne of Elfhaven. He reluctantly tags along with Tom, Avani, Kieran, and Goban on their adventures, and is very full of himself. Malakin Chatter,
ow, my tooth!
Hi! Are inseparable friends, but they prefer tough love. When they're not seen constantly fighting, they get along like brothers. Here's what I thought about the book. I obtained this book not from the library or my dad's personal collection, but as a gift from my Aunt Jane. I think it's a really good fantasy novel. The narration moves along quickly to keep you hooked on the story. If you are looking for a conventional fantasy, this book may not be right for you. While keeping the traditional elves, dwarves, ogres, and trolls, K.M. Doherty throws in a futuristic technology that shapes the story and gives it an interesting edge. I think his world is well built, and the map at the beginning gives you a good idea of where the characters are in the story. My favorite part is the culmination of the story, a battle in which a dark conspiracy is unveiled and evil is defeated. I think this book is an enjoyable read and well worth your time. I recommend it for ages 8 to 9 and up.
Would you like to hear a part of the book?
Tom held his breath as the strange child crossed the last few feet to where he was tied up. Once he'd arrived, the boy crawled behind him so as to be out of sight from the trolls. Tom craned his neck to see him. The boy grabbed a knife from his mouth and began cutting the ropes. With shock, Tom noticed the kid's strange features. Shorter and thinner than Tom, and probably younger, his face was taller than it was wide, even more so than a human, with long, gently curving ears that ended in a point. His eyes were large and almond-shaped with warm, dark brown pupils, and unusually high cheekbones, almost no chin, a sharp, pointed nose, and a mischievous-looking grin. Finally, the boy removed the filthy rag from Tom's mouth. Tom spat twice.
Who are you, and how did you know I was in trouble?
I'm Kieran. A strange four-legged furry creature with long floppy ears led us to you.
Wow, good boy, Max. He's my dog, a Saint Bernard. Haven't you ever seen a dog before?
From the edge of the trees, Tom could just make out the silhouette of another, taller boy moving his arm emphatically, signaling them to hurry up and get back over there.
Okay, the ropes are free. Let's crawl over to the others.
Hey, how is it that you, and the trolls for that matter, can speak English?
English? Oh, is that your language? Don't you have magic where you're from?
Well, no, actually, we don't.
Wow, strange. Come on, follow me. We'll explain later.
What about the dragon?
Don't worry, it's my sister's.
Once they'd reached the relative safety of the trees, Tom was greeted with a face full of licks from Max.
Stop, Max, enough.
This is Prince Devraj and my sister Avani.
Why does she look so familiar? They all do for that matter. And that name, Avani. Hi, my name's Tom. Thanks for saving my life, by the way.
We have no time for idle chit-chat. We have the boy. Time to depart.
Kieran led the way, followed by Tom with Max at his side. Next came Avani, head slightly down, still chanting softly. Lastly strode the prince, his sword in hand. He kept glancing over his shoulder as they ran through the thickening fog.
Pick up the pace, Kieran. We're at least 10 Mintars from the barrier.
But instead of hurrying, Kieran stopped abruptly, causing the others to nearly collide with him as they screeched to a halt.
What are you doing, Kieran?
His hand shook as Kieran slowly pointed straight ahead. There, 10 feet in front of them, rising from the mist, was a spectral form. A ghost visage, made entirely out of mist, now stood before them. Ragged wisps floated down from what appeared to be its arms. The prince hesitated only a second, then ran to meet it, swinging his sword in a high arc. But an instant before the blade reached the apparition, the phantom dissolved back into the fog. There was a whooshing sound as Devraj's sword sliced only through air, leaving swirls of mist in its wake.
Run!
Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, check out our website at bookpowerforkids.podomatic.com and consider leaving us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts. It'll help other people find our show. We're excited to announce that our next episode will be part of another Kids Listen Sweeps. Our theme this time is School's Out for Summer, and I'll be reviewing the classic summer vacation story, The Castle of Adventure by Enid Blyton. It's about a group of friends, an abandoned castle, a talkative parrot, and a spooky mystery. Be sure to come back so you can catch all the fun. If you want to read any of the books we've reviewed, you should purchase them wherever books are sold or check them out at your local library. Bye!
Retake. Stop, Max, enough.
So, here, let me feed you your line.
Stop feeding me my line. That was weird.
Stop eating me, Max.
You've gotten the giggles line. Now I shall give you a giggle shot.